And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden says that the U.S. will begin airdropping humanitarian assistance into Gaza.
In the coming days, we're going to join with our friends in Jordan and others in providing airdrops of additional food and supplies.
The president announced the long-considered move on Friday after at least 115 Palestinians were killed and more than 750 others were injured, according to Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry. On Thursday, when witnesses said nearby Israeli troops opened fire as huge crowds raced to pull goods off an aid convoy, Israel said many of the dead were trampled in a stampede linked to the chaos and that its troops fired at some in the crowd who they believed moved toward them in a threatening way. Biden made the announcement while hosting Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni at the White House. Russians who currently live in Tbilisi honored the memory of Alexei Navalny, who was buried Friday, by visiting a memorial in the Georgian capital. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
Russians now living in the Georgian capital of Tbilisi revered the memory of Alexei Navalny, who was buried Friday, by visiting a memorial organized near a building that used to hold the Russian embassy. This is Anastasia, a resident of Tbilisi. Emotions are heavy, of course. It is a grief. We buried Alexei. I hope he finds peace. I want to believe and hope that the work of Alexei will be continued not so much by his associates and his wife, but by the people who believe that Russia will be free and happy. Navalny died in an Arctic prison on February 16th, sparking accusations from his supporters that he had been murdered. The Kremlin has denied any state involvement in his death. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And you'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website 24 hours a day at VOA News.